Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, folks. We are shucking, we are telling, and we are eating in that order. And we've had Bayside oysters, Little Moon oysters, Brightside oysters, all coming from that same acreage down there in Grand Isle, otherwise known as the Grand Isle Jewels. And folks, we're now joined by James Karst, Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. James, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Neil.
So, James, if you would, for the benefit of listening audience, introduce them to your organization.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit, a statewide nonprofit. So we do work from one side of Louisiana's coast to the other side, but really have a statewide presence. We support science-based coastal restoration, large-scale restoration projects. We also conduct volunteer events, so we plant trees and grasses, you know, from Cameron Parish all the way to Plaquemines Parish, St. Bernard Parish, Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish, of course, and elsewhere. And we also recycle oyster shell, which is why we are here today. We collect shell from more than 40 restaurants in the New Orleans area, in Metairie, and also in Baton Rouge. And we take that shell, instead of it going to a landfill, we put it back into the water. We build oyster reefs with it, and those reefs slow the rate of land loss, and they also create habitat for new oysters to grow. So it's kind of a magical thing. You put it back in, you get more of it out.
How much of that have y'all done for how many years?
Well, we started it just over 10 years ago. I think we're in our 11th year, and we've put more than 15 million pounds of shell back into the water. So it's a tremendous
wow.
amount of shell that, like I said, otherwise it would have been squandered.
It's a year-round endeavor, right?
We collect the shell year-round, and we usually build a reef in the fall. Occasionally, we'll build reefs at other times as well. For instance, we did one the week of the Super Bowl down at Leeville. But, yeah, we collect it all year-round.
And the number of participating restaurants?
Yeah, it's over 40 just in New Orleans. And really, you know, all of the best-known oyster houses, oyster restaurants, any place that has oyster shell, you know, there's a good chance that we're taking their shell and putting it back into the water. And then a few restaurants in Baton Rouge are doing it as well. So, yeah.
And that's effective. Why?
So if you think about how erosion happens, think about a very soft soil with moving water going by it, and it just kind of scours away at it. So when you put a wall of any hard substance in front of that, it interrupts that movement of water, and it prevents it from scouring away at the soil like that. So it just slows the rate really significantly, actually, a 50% reduction in the rate of land loss.
Oh, wow.
Which is a big deal, you know, in
yeah,
a place where
huge.
We're losing land really fast. If you can slow it down that much, that's fantastic. And like I said, it also will grow new oysters on it, and then, of course, everything that likes to hang out by an oyster reef, all kinds of fish and crabs and birds and the things that eat them, you know, it becomes part of the food chain. So, yeah.
If someone wants to help and participate with that endeavor, where would they go and what would they do?
Well, they can go eat oysters at a restaurant. You know, that's a very easy
that's
way to, to
that's
be part
easy.
Of it.
I'm willing to contribute
yeah,
that one.
we did it today. So, yeah, that's one of the most fun ways to do it. You know, they can learn about those restaurants on our website, crcl.org. There are also other weather, ways to get involved. We do volunteer events. Like I said, we plant grasses and trees all over Maurepas Swamp, Central Wetlands, Cameron Parish on the beach. We're actually going down to Grand Isle in November and planting 25,000 plugs of dune grasses down there to help stabilize the levee that was built there after the 2020 storms destroyed it. So, you know, people can volunteer with us. Like I said, they can eat oysters. They can also participate in coastal restoration, like meetings, public meetings. They can make public comments. They can say, hey, I like this project, or I don't like this project, or here's what I would like to see where I live. You know, there are a lot of different ways for people to plug in.
I want to make this offer to you now before I forget. My producer is right here, Jeff Gilgreave, and I want y'all to hook up. When you have these events, I want to talk about it because I really think the volunteer participation, you tell me if I'm wrong, is key to the success of coastal restoration.
Yeah.
You're a not-for-profit. You know, a little bit helps.
Absolutely. And I should say it's also really gratifying. You know, you come away with your, you know, probably a little bit muddy, you know, and your hands dirty.
Yeah.
But you feel like you've accomplished something. And you can just picture somebody coming back to this area 50 years from now or 100 years from now, and boom, there's a forest there that was, you know, mowed down, you know, a decade before or a century before, rather. So, yeah, it's great work. So, yeah.
So let's talk about Oyster Night.
Yeah.
I can tell you're very excited about it. It was a huge success during the Super Bowl, and obviously tonight's a night that we're doing it as well.
Yeah, you know, you kind of alluded to the fact that people want to be involved in this kind of thing, and this is a way for people to do it through the restaurants. You know, in South Louisiana, we're obviously very tied to our land. You know, it's part of our culture. And so everybody really wants to be part of helping to preserve it. And so that includes restaurants, and it includes the oyster harvesters and the oyster farmers, you know. So it really kind of brings them all together around this idea that if we work together, we can do that. We can accomplish great things, and we can save as much of our coast as possible for future generations. And then, of course, the food is great, you know, and it's always great to support our restaurants. There, you know, when I was thinking today about how when people come to New Orleans or South Louisiana, they're always going to tell people about the food they had here. If you're going to Buffalo or to Indianapolis, you're not going to say, I had, you know, great meals this whole time. But when you come to South Louisiana, that's the first thing on your mind. It's so important here. And so this is a really great way for people to connect.
You made an observation when we were off air that I didn't think about the historic significance of oysters here.
Yeah, they've been here for centuries, you know, and people have been here for centuries. And even before Europeans arrived here, there were people here and they were eating oysters, you know. And so you think about the great foods that make this part of the world famous, and you think about po' boys and king cake and gumbo and stuff like that. That stuff is relatively new compared to what we're doing today, eating freshly shucked oysters, you know. So this is a really important part of our history. I think it's an important part of our future. And I think they're delicious. I love oysters. You can probably tell.
All right, let's flip to coastal restoration back again. I hate to do this, but this kind of makes sense. Give us the state of the state of coastal restoration at the present time.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's always a moving target. You know, the coast of Louisiana looks different today than it did yesterday. We're still experiencing land loss, some of the fastest rates of land loss anywhere on the planet. But we also are undertaking projects that are addressing it. So, you know, we're doing great things. It's not going to be the type of thing where we're going to declare mission accomplished. We did it. We stopped it from happening. So it is something we need to think about, you know, constantly. And in the future, we need to have a plan to fund it. And also, as you probably know, your listeners know, we have a coastal master plan. Our state does. And it's really a great blueprint for what we are going to do in the next 50 years. The thing is, like I said, we need funding for it. It's one thing to have a great plan, but if you don't have the money to put it into action, then it doesn't really help. So, But yeah, like I said, there are great people working on this. There's the state agency, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. We have many great engineers. You know, we have great dredging operations. We know how to build land, and we know how to preserve land. And so, you know, we really just have to make it happen.
There are a lot of recent studies that have come out that, you know, have run a little bit counter to some of the doomsday predictions, like water rise. There was a recent study that came out that said the numbers, we've not achieved the water rise numbers that everyone was alarmed about. Is that unusual? I mean, I guess it's just so hard to gauge what Mother Nature's going to do and what's happening, right?
I mean, I would say to that, I would say science is also a moving target. You know, like we may get new research tomorrow that is different than what we thought yesterday, and that's good. You know, that's important. It's important to constantly look at things just as we do in our own lives, you know, to reflect on, you know, what we can do differently, what we can do better. I will say that if you're down on the coast or down near the coast, you can tell that, you know, where there used to be land and it's not there anymore. I've got a picture on my phone. I'll show it to you on the break of oysters growing on an old oak tree. Like, those are things that should not be together. You know, they don't go together, you know. So things are clearly changing. You know, you can tell they're changing. You can see it. But, you know, we hope that it slows down. I would say it has slowed down to an extent. You know, a lot of the what you might consider the low-hanging fruit has already fallen. Like, we've already lost a lot of the land that was, you know, most vulnerable. A lot of that has disappeared already. So
when we talk about the passes that are into the Gulf of Mexico, you know, I was a sailor at one point in time in my life and had been in a bunch of different passes into the Gulf in both Florida, Alabama, Texas. They're all jetted.
Yeah.
Why not here in Louisiana?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not prepared to answer that question. But I will tell you, there are some interesting things happening downriver. You've probably heard about Neptune Pass, which is a break that opened in the levee on the East Bank in Plaquemines Parish. And it's sending a tremendous amount of water through there. And there is this tug of war between navigation, which we need here. You know, it's important to our industry, our economy. But at the same time, you can see that it's building new land there. You can see land that you could walk on where you would have been swimming 5 years ago, you know. So it's a dynamic system. As for why we don't jetty things here, I don't know. It's a good question. I'll have to look into that.
You know, there was a lot of controversy about mid-Barataria diversion. The future of dredging.
Yeah.
We don't seem to talk about it a lot.
Yeah. It's complicated, you know. I mean, You know it's complicated, but I will say dredging has occurred and it will continue to occur. It is part of what we should be doing, what we are doing, and it's going to continue to be part of it. The deal with dredging is it's very expensive to do it, and let's say you dredge and you build marsh or you build an island. In 20 years, because of sea level rise, it'll be underwater again, so you would have to redo it. That's not to say we shouldn't do it, you know. Like, we're really in a situation where we need a kitchen sink approach. We should be doing lots of different things. So that means dredging. That means in places where you can do it, you should reconnect the river and these wetlands. They're doing it upriver from here, the river reintroduction into Maurepas Swamp, where they're building a freshwater diversion. That swamp has become increasingly stagnant. They're going to reconnect it to the river, and it hasn't faced the kind of controversy that Mid-Barataria did. They're actually welcoming it up there. So, you know, we should be doing what we can when it makes sense and when the people want it. And so,
if you had a magic wand and you could create anything you wanted as it related to coastal restoration, what would it be?
Man, I've never gotten that question before. That's a really that's a challenging question. I mean, if it were a magic wand, I would love to have a.
I mean, if there was a process that we would engage in where, you know, like you said, things are expensive. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
But if we could wave the magic wand, what would the strategy be?
I think the biggest part of that equation would be a permanent funding mechanism to do all the projects that are in the Coastal Master Plan. Like I said, we have a world-class Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. The people who work there are wonderful, they're brilliant, and they're doing great work, and they've come up with a great plan. It's influential globally. But like I said, we don't have money to do everything in it. So that's what I would do. I would get us that and make it a continuing revenue source.
And the reason I ask that is that because you know this better than most, the connection between that and what's going on in our seafood industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the wetlands are the birthplace of our seafood industry, you know. And you think about why our seafood here is so great. It's because of that collision of freshwater and saltwater. You know, that's what makes a bountiful estuary, and that's what we've got. But if you lose the wetlands, that's where, you know, that's where baby shrimp are hanging out until they're old enough to go into deeper water. And, you know, young fish, that's where they are. So it's really an important part of it. And obviously places like the city of New Orleans and the communities of Jefferson Parish are important to that, too. You know, if we don't have a restaurant here, where are you going to sell your seafood?
So,
And I think people also should realize that these coastal wetlands are a component of our hurricane protection as well. As we've seen, levees alone are not going to protect us. So, you know, the more that we have between us and the Gulf, the better protected we are.
No, absolutely. Final thoughts?
Eat some oysters. I hope everybody comes out and does it. And, yeah, look for a way to get involved.
Yeah, you know, that's that. When you think about it, that's one of the easiest ways to do this, yeah. Right? Is just go dine at a restaurant and you're giving back.
Yep. You're spot on.
I love it. It doesn't work that way very often, does it?
Yep.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, James Carr's Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Thank you for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Noah.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at Dini's Seafood in Bucktown, Louisiana. We're celebrating and getting ready for Oyster Night, and there are several websites that you can go to, oyster.com, chefbrigade.org, grandisljewels.com, and you can get a list of participating restaurants. And one of the participating restaurants is with us right now, Joe Riccobono over at Salo Restaurant. And Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Noah.
So you guys are going to be running oyster specials tonight as well, but you're going to have an oyster pop-up. You're going to have Bayside, right, oysters with Mr. Cure-All.
Absolutely. We're very excited about it. It's going to be exciting for our staff, exciting for our customers. It's going to be the first time we do raw oysters on the half shell at Sala.
Oh, really?
It is. So we're going to have the Grand Isle Jewels out there tonight, and then we're also going to be serving a selection of dredged oysters cooked. We're going to be doing oysters pané with our Riccobono homemade breadcrumbs and a horseradish cream sauce, as well as a fettuccine.
You're killing me, dude. You're killing me.
It's going to be a good night. We're going to hit all the bases with both the Grand Isle Jewels raw and then the traditional cooked as well.
Absolutely. Now, you're also a member, commissioner with JETCO. Great organization. Tell us about your participation and your experience with that.
I'm really excited to serve on that that board. It's been really wonderful, and I actually am serving on the executive committee of both JETCO and Chef's Brigade. So for me, I wear three different hats tonight. So this has been super exciting to me to help pull the pieces together, work with all the different teams of professionals to build it out. And we're going to have 70 different restaurants all showcasing oysters with their own menu across this greater New Orleans area. It's a really great chance to showcase the ingredient across all the restaurants, and it's a great chance to get awareness out with the new Grand Isle Jewels brand to bring back, you know, Grand Isle and Jefferson Parish oysters back to prominence.
And I'm sure you feel the same way. I know you do. You know, I love the restaurant industry. I love the folks that work in that industry. Y'all are a firm believer in the tide rises for all. You know, and working
absolutely
with each other. And so how rewarding is this with Oyster Night, you know, and
it's
presenting it, you know, here in Jefferson Parish?
No, it's phenomenal. I'm super proud to be a part of it. And like you said, for me, it's always great, the camaraderie across the industry. And it's such an important industry to our city and to our state. And so to be a part of that is wonderful. I'm actually you know, fourth generation local restaurateur, you know, going all the way back to my great grandfather. So it's a tradition that I'm proud to take part in, and then to work with all these other great restaurants and owners and chefs, and that's been wonderful. And quite frankly, with Chef's Brigade, that was the focus of Chef's Brigade, but we've branched into realizing just how important the local seafood and oystermen and fishermen and shrimpers are, because that's just been a natural progression to say, we got the restaurants, but restaurants couldn't survive without this. We wouldn't be internationally known as a culinary hub, you know, across the world in New Orleans if we didn't have such great seafood. And so to partner up with the seafood industry local, and then now with the restoration with CRCL, Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana,
yeah,
it blossomed really wonderfully. So with JEDCO, I was already doing a lot of this with Chef's Brigade, and then when I realized that JEDCO was also doing similar things, it was just wonderful to try to tie the two together and just get even stronger.
That collaboration stuff is fun, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you're busy working in your own little bubble. You're doing your thing, and when you branch out, like you, and thank you for, you know, giving up time and to these endeavors, because that's not easy. It's hard. I mean,
you're
working
so
out of your industry. You're, you know, restaurant business, one of the toughest businesses to be in.
It's one of the toughest, but this is so rewarding, and this honestly it helps really bring it all together for me, is, you know, adding this element in, and not, you know, not just the day-to-day of running the business, but it's, you know, how it fits in with the community and how I can help, you know, in the community, has been really a blessing that I'm happy to be a part of.
And a proud father of a 7-month-old
oh, yeah,
boy, so let me tell
best
you.
Best part yet.
You're running.
I'm feeling good.
No, what an incredible experience, though, right?
Thank you. Absolutely. It's been wonderful. And honestly, it was just a whole nother level of motivation. I was already doing all these things, and then seeing that little boy looking up at me just makes it even better.
So, folks, if you want to partake of some Grand Isle Jewels tonight, you can go to Sala. They're going to have a pop-up there and a raw bar for the first time. And you can visit with Kurt Curall from Bayside Oyster
Company. He's the best.
Company.
Come talk to Kirk. It's a lot of fun.
He picked this up as a hobby, right?
After he retired. This was his little side project, right?
Picked it up as a little side project. He's off and running.
It's wonderful.
And he loves telling stories.
He's one of the best. So we got to meet on the water on his farm. That's where I got to meet him. You know, I was working with Chef's Brigade and CRCL, and he was showing us what he does and how it all works. And we were at his camp, and got to have some really good stories, and just sitting down with him that first time. Now we've gotten to know each other very well over the years, and I'm really proud of all the movement that's happening, and I'm really, really excited that the Grand Isle farmers are coming together under the umbrella of Grand Isle Jewels. It's bringing a level of prominence and cooperation there. So he's a wonderful part, and him, you know, on his own was wonderful, but him as part of this coalition with the other great farmers, it's way stronger.
No, absolutely, no doubt. Well, congratulations. Thank you for all that you're bringing back to our community. We appreciate that as well, and good luck tonight.
Hope you have a big night. Appreciate it.
All righty. All right, folks, that's Joe Riccobono with Sala Restaurant, also a commissioner at JEDCO. We got to take another break. When we come back, we will revisit again with Jerry Bologna and wrap this up. It's been a huge success here. We had a big, big crowd come through, and everybody was very excited about tasting the Grand Isle Jewels. I know I was. I think a lot of other people were, too. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. We are shucking, we are telling, and we are eating oysters. And it's oyster night tonight, and it's been a lot of fun. And Jerry Bologna joins us again, the president and CEO of Jedco. You were just telling me a story offline. I guess we know it's a success when an Alabama seafood distributor shows up here at Deeney's to introduce himself to the Grand Isle Jules Farmers.
So we're making waves. We're getting the brand out.
That's incredible. Huh?
That's the whole purpose of this event, and I want to thank you for broadcasting remotely here and helping us get that word out.
No, it's our pleasure. I mean, we've got an opportunity to meet so many fine people, so many folks that give a damn. That's what I love about doing these. Jerry, it's what I love about your organization and the folks that help you guys out. They come to work every day, and they give a damn about what they do because they know they're making a difference.
It's what I've always loved about my job and economic development. There's no one-size-fits-all, and we get involved in so many projects that matter to the people. Some of the most rewarding times I've had in economic development were when somebody on a shop floor came up to me when we were visiting a warehouse saying, you know, because of what Jedco did, I have a job, and I'm able to provide for my family. And that's, we give a damn, and we want everyone around us to give a damn.
So I know, you know, y'all went all in on this branding of Grand Isle Jewels, but there's a lot of other stuff that's going on right now with you guys. Let's talk about that for a moment.
It's been a tremendously successful year for us. We had some folks here from Riley Foods. They've relocated and consolidated their headquarters into Jefferson Parish. Renegade Construction consolidated. Move their headquarters into Jefferson Parish. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Amazon opening their first same-day delivery center in Jefferson Parish, and that's a recognition that we're the center of the region, the population center, the commerce center. And now when you order on Amazon or if you order early enough in the morning, that product's going to show up the same day. So we're proud to play a part in that. But we have wins all across
the board. Let me interrupt you. You do know there's good and bad to
I know firsthand. I know firsthand. I just came back from out of town, and when I got back, I had like six packages at the front door waiting for me.
And with this one-day delivery service now, you're going to have a bunch more when you go home this afternoon.
Correct.
No, I'm just kidding, but it's amazing how quick things and now with Amazon with this location here, it's huge.
It is, and it's, you know, more investment, more jobs. Also, it's people demand the conveniences of the future, and we want the technology and we want those investments. So we're proud that they selected Jefferson as that location.
So what? Obviously, we have a lot of opportunities in different areas. I mean, there are some stuff in the Elmwood area that's going on, and we have stuff in Avondale and in that area. So what do you see coming down the pipe that you're really kind of focused on?
I think we're focused on developing some more retail opportunities. You know as well as anyone, we're heavily relying on sales tax here in Jefferson Parish. We're seeing that in Elmwood, the redevelopment of that Kmart site, Nordstrom Rack coming in. So people are demanding higher and better brands. The developers are bringing that to us. Clearview Mall now going through their redevelopment. We're focused right now on Esplanade and really figuring out how to best get that property back into commerce.
That's a big piece of land, too,
right? It's a big piece of land. It's a challenge, though, because you have Target and Dillard's. They actually own those buildings within that footprint, so it's hard to get a clear apron of land to redevelop. But we're working through that right now with the parish council and the city council in Kenner, and that is a big priority for us. So I think, working on some of those retail opportunities, but continuing to work on those clusters, which we have a stronghold in. You mentioned Avondale, the old shipyard, and bringing investment into that area. We've worked on brownfield projects to take some of these properties that have been derelict and exposed to some environmental concerns. We're getting those cataloged and put back into commerce. So we really are hitting on all cylinders. We're blessed at JEDCO with an incredible team, so dedicated to this parish, and we're really excited about the future.
And much like the restaurant industry, what I love about the economic development group such as yourself and G&O Inc. and then LED with the state, they've kind of redefined, re-engineered themselves. How's that worked out?
It's excellent. They're moving sort of to that public-private partnership approach as well. It's allowing them to adapt much faster to the needs of the local and regional economic development groups. So we've been able to utilize them much more effectively. They're much more responsive. Secretary Bourgeois and her team, she's put together, I know it hurts Michael's heart to say, but mostly ex-GNO Inc., expats over at LED now, and that's why they're so successful.
Yeah, the only thing he's upset about is he's now working for them.
Right. That's correct.
No, but it's been a great collaborative effort, and as I said before, it's what I love about what y'all do, because the restaurant industry, they work with one another, they understand the tide rises for all, and I think it's the same approach you guys all have.
You see it with these farmers right here. They've built up quite a rapport. They help each other out, and it's no different on the economic development front in this region. We're blessed with Greater New Orleans Inc. and LED, great partners. Great collaboration, and I can say firsthand, it's not like that in every community. There are a lot of states and regions where they're very territorial, they do not collaborate, and it once was like that in Louisiana, and that's changed, and there's definitely a regional approach, and the state helps with that.
Well, the interesting thing is that there's so many different nuances about what a company is looking for when they come in. You may check all the boxes for them this time, but maybe next time not. But why let them get out of Louisiana?
That is 100% correct, and we can tick off a number of examples where we checked off all the boxes, but perhaps they wanted a more rural setting, or they wanted to be in the urban core, and they went to the city. But we know that many of those employees are coming from Jefferson, so we want that company in this region regardless. And that's true economic development. We want to grow a larger pie. It's not about splitting up the pie. We want a larger pie.
I've talked a lot about the Louisiana International Terminal, the LIT, and how important that is. And I've spent some time premiering the port, which extends into Jefferson Parish as well, and I've just been encouraged by the really forward leaning companies that are associated with the port that have located here. I'm talking international companies, national companies, people that have representative places around the world, making a difference here that, each and every day.
That port is our largest economic driver in the state of Louisiana. We have to support it every way we can, and as a result, we have had those investments. There are international companies, there are shippers, shipping agents, everyone, many located in Jefferson Parish, but they're here for one reason, because we have that body of water called the Mississippi.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't know if you run across this. I think we're just so used to it here. A lot of times folks really undervalue the importance of that.
They do. Sometimes we don't tell our own story well enough.
Yeah.
And that's always a challenge with economic development. We see it on the healthcare front. We like to talk about Johns Hopkins or MD Anderson. We have an incredible medical infrastructure here with LCMC and Ochsner. We don't tell that story well enough sometimes. And that's what we do at JETCO, is just try and really celebrate our companies, retain them, help them expand, tell their story. It's what we're doing here with the Grand Isle Jewels.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
No, I think we have so many people to thank. Thank you for broadcasting from Louisiana Sea Grant to Circle to the Chef's Brigade, all incredible partners, the Grand Isle Port Commission, our farmers that were here today. We want to thank them all. Deep Fried, who developed our branding. Just a number of people had a part to play. And, as we close out this hour, I have a couple more oysters. I know you've had your fill, but we've got a couple more we can polish off here.
Oh, and I'll knock them out. I can promise you that. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to participate with you guys. This has been huge. It's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of interesting folks I probably would have never met in my life. I love these opportunities. I want you and I to go down there and rattle the cages off the shores of Grand Isle.
I'll arrange it.
That sounds like an incredible experience to me. And after having met the farmers here, they're great people, man. They really are.
Salt of the earth.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much, Jerry Bologna, JETCO President and CEO. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Welcome back, folks. I hope you had as much fun as we did today at Deanie's in Bucktown, Louisiana, celebrating Oyster Night tonight and the Grand Isle Jewels. This place was packed. We had a great time today. Want to thank JETCO for hosting us and allowing us to participate. It's been a lot of fun. And I just want to thank the staff at JETCO and our special guest, and obviously Deanie's in Bucktown. And don't forget, they have half off of all their oysters tonight, so you want to get by here. Our on-site engineer, Luke Augusta, Chris Coleman, my producer, Jeff Gill-Grieve, Diane Newman, brand manager, and Dan Barron, vice president and market manager of WWL. Big time collaborative effort, and it's been a lot of fun. I just want to really thank everyone. I think Scoot joins us. Scoot, what do we have coming up?
Well, there's another cancellation that we're going to spend a little time on, and also there's a new controversy over the tush push. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles turned this into a play, and it's essentially where the players get behind the guy, they get behind the behind, and they push the behind over the goal. And for some reason, some people think that maybe isn't appropriate, that it maybe should be illegal. I mean, a play's a play, and if you can push the guy over the goal, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. But this came up again in that game this past weekend, when it was a repeat of the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles did the tush push. And so now that controversy has started again. So we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon.
I thought that was a move that you had at that bar that you go dancing at.
Well, yeah, that's another tush push. That's another tush push.
That's a different one?
Yes.
All right. Scoot's up next, folks. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.